Tuesday. This is Kay. Love it's Talk brunch Radio. Time. It's brunch time, everybody. How are you? This is Kay. Everybody, how you doing? I hope you're happy. I'm happy. I'm extremely excited. It is Sunday, and you're having brunch. And I'm sitting here with the young woman who's doing the necessary highs and lows of the college journey. Her name is Alexa. Alexa is a former student, a client, a former intern, and she's about to finish Rowan University in May. I'm extremely proud of her. So right now, I'm going to let you hear from Alexa. She's nervous. But this is what happens on live radio. You know, it's the first time. And as you know that anyone who's on my show, you're not only my guest, but you are also the co-producer. So I thank you so much, Alexa, today for coming, and thank you so much for co-producing and just being absolutely marvelous.
Thank you so much for having me for this opportunity. I'm so excited and, like you said, a little bit nervous, but hey, that's what happens on live radio, so we're going to get all the kinks out and have a great show today.
That's true.
Alexa, how did we meet? We met my sophomore year of college. Now I'm a senior in public speaking class, and you were my professor.
Wow. I can't believe it's been a while ago now.
About like 2.5 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Time really flies when you're just having too much fun.
Absolutely.
But I want to know from you, how has this journey for college been? Give me two things that you thought college was, that you found out that it's not. Because we're talking about the myth. We're mm-hmm. discussing today, ladies and gentlemen, the myth, the reality, and the vision. And for those who just tuned in, thank you so much. This is Brunch with Coach K, and I am a life coach for college students and high school students. Thanks again for tuning in, and you're listening to Alexa and I do live radio as we're going through all of our glitches, and we're just sitting here having a blast. So tell us about the myth. What exactly did you think college was?
Well, from my understanding in high school, I had an older sister in college and just friends that were in college that I knew through sports and what their experience was, and they would tell me all the time, you know, college is the best 4 years of your life. I'd hear that from my parents, from people that, you know, I knew who were older, always talking about the best 4 years of your life. And I've always had a little slight, like, turn off to that phrase because I just didn't understand that. Why should only 4 years be the best years of your life when that is just setting you up for your career for afterwards? Like, after those 4 years and you learn all about yourself, any time after that should be the best years of your life, not just strictly those 4 years. So that was a myth that I personally think was very strong, like, influenced people when they heard about college, the best 4 years of your life. They were, like, synonymous. And I found out that that's not true, that this is helping you set up for any time after college, and that every day should be the best day of your life and not just a single year or 4 years. And that was definitely a myth, because I'm learning, even though I'm still in college, I'm looking forward to so much.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be the best days of my life and not just the 4 best years.
Okay.
That was one myth.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, give us one more. Because listen, this is who's listening. And I have such a compassion for what I do and have a compassion for this show, because there are parents listening.
Mm-hmm.
High school students are listening.
Mm-hmm.
Other college students are listening.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to know what really goes on, because everybody's experience is different.
Absolutely.
So you can have parents listening saying, well, my child is graduating from high school in June,
mm-hmm.
and this whole myth, you know, they're sharing that, because somebody shared it with them.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they got on the inside and said, oops. But you know, radio audience, don't think that we're saying, telling you not to have the experience.
Mm-hmm.
We're just letting you know how real it is. And just be prepared for the challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And overcome them, because you will overcome them.
Yeah, absolutely.
What was another myth?
I think one more myth was that partying was all college was.
Mm-hmm.
From movies and, you know, from other people's experiences being in sororities and fraternities, that was your in. Like, if you weren't in a sorority or fraternity, then you weren't going to have a social life. And that is so far from true. It is so far from true that partying is the only thing in college, because there's so much more to college than just partying.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if you go out and expand your horizons and get out of your comfortable zone that you tend to stay in your first couple of years because you're scared, it's a whole new environment for you and everything. But if you reach out and really find what you're passionate about, there are groups and organizations on campus for every single person, every single passion.
Mm-hmm.
And I think personally, I found that out too late. I'm a senior, and I partied a little too much in my undergrad years. I probably 3 years out of the 4, to be honest.
Okay.
And now I'm really discovering, like, my time could have been much more well spent,
mm-hmm.
in preparing myself for after college. And now I'm kind of playing a little bit of a catch-up, which I'm eternally grateful for still, because I'm learning so much about myself and what I'm passionate about. But don't think that that's all there is to college, is just partying, because you think you're missing out when you're not partying, but you're really not. There's so much more to college than just partying.
Okay, great. The reality. Now, even though we talk about the myths, the two myths,
mm-hmm.
you discuss some of those realities. But what is the biggest message of reality that you're going to walk away from Rowan University with?
I think it's the reality, just like any other life experience, is that it is what you make of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that you might have those necessary lows, very, very low points in your college career, where you don't think you're going to be able to make another day because of all the stress and all the anxiety. But the reality of it is, in college, you learn the techniques to handle that stress, to handle that anxiety, and to overcome it, like you said, overcome those challenges. You're going to learn that in college, and learn from other people, and learn how to accept other people, and become more of a well-rounded person.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the reality. All these necessary highs and lows are inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
But if you approach it with the right mindset, and the mindset to really gain an experience from college, that is the reality, that there's so much to gain from it. And although you're going to go through these highs and lows, you're going to walk away with so much more.
Wow. Okay. What, when you talk about people and, you know, people with different personalities and accepting people for who they are,
mm-hmm.
that sounds like something that was very big for you.
Yeah, I think it was.
Okay.
I think it was, in a sense where, although I was raised one way,
mm-hmm.
it would be very ignorant of me to think that everyone else is going to be the same way.
Right.
And at points in my life and living with different people and things mm-hmm. like that, I think I did expect them to to react a certain way towards me because that's the way I was raised. Why wouldn't they treat me the same? But like I said, that was ignorant of me. And learning to accept different people, being raised a different way than you, is really going to mold you into a better person and prepare you for the real world, because you're going to come into contact with a bunch of different people.
That's right.
And it's a beautiful thing that people are so different. Mm-hmm. And learning how to accept and not just tolerate, I think that was a big thing. Mm-hmm. Like, to grow and to learn that everyone is very, very different, and accepting them for who they are instead of just tolerating them. Because you're still harboring like a little bit of hatred for them.
Sure.
But if you learn to accept, that's where that loving nature really comes in, where you can build your character.
Wow. So you're carrying all of these lessons out into this big world. What's your major?
I'm a health and exercise science major.
Mm-hmm. What's your goal?
My goal for life or for...
Well, for your career.
For my career. Very broad. I want to affect a lot of people in a very positive way and to empower them to know that they can do anything they set their minds to, no matter what their circumstance was, no matter what they believe at this current time. Their situation is subject to change, and their hearts are subject to change, and their visions, their goals. They can just do anything they set their minds to, and I want to help people to feel that and to know that and believe it for themselves. That's my goal.
That's your goal.
Mm-hmm.
So in this exercise science degree, what is that? What is exercise science?
I don't know, speech and marketing class. I don't know anything about exercise.
I know what exercise is. I do that. You have to do what exercise is.
Yes, you're good.
So tell us, though, what does that entail?
The program of exercise science.
Mm-hmm. Again, there's some parents listening.
Yeah.
There's some undergrads listening.
Yes. Yes.
High school students. Okay.
So my specialization at Rowan is health promotion and fitness management. It's a lot of program implementation within certain settings.
Mm-hmm.
So you can work in a public school or for the state and implement new programs, looking at things in the past like smoking, how many people smoke and what programs can we initiate to help people to quit smoking.
Mm-hmm.
There's one. Obesity is huge and on the rise. You can work in school settings implementing new gym classes and new activities for children to really get moving. That's something that our major is definitely big on. They have, you can work in corporate wellness as well. My sister works in Johnson & Johnson's corporate facility, and she loves it, and she's implementing programs there for the employees to get them healthier, initiatives like that.
Well, how do you initiate programs for students to become more healthy when in a lot of the schools they want to take that away?
Mm-hmm.
When you discussed that in class, what did you come to? What were your thoughts? What were some of the comments of the other students? What are your professors saying about that?
Yeah, about budget cuts and things like that. To be honest, we don't talk about it too much. We should. It's a big thing. It's something that is out there. I 100% believe that.
Okay.
I guess just really stressing the importance to other people what your healthy lifestyle can do.
Okay.
It's going to improve your schooling. It's going to improve their attention to be healthier, to eat healthier foods, things like that. I guess when the opportunity presents itself to really make that stand and say, I'm a healthy lifestyle advocate, it's not only going to just affect gym class, it's going to affect the rest of the activities as well in school.
Okay, great. So, with all that said, I'm sure you have a vision. What's that about?
Sometimes it's a big dream. In my head, it's very, very clear what I want to accomplish. And like I said, just affecting a very large number of people. In what way yet? I'm unsure of that still.
Mm-hmm.
I think God's going to take care of a majority of that and tell me, what exact route to take.
Mm-hmm.
At this point in my life, I'm just figuring it out for the most part and just knowing who I am and knowing the experiences that I've had and that they're going to mold me into the person mm-hmm. I need to be in order to accomplish that, I think that's where I'm at right now. My vision is just larger than life, but it's there.
But give us more, but just give us a peek
mm-hmm.
into Alexa a year from now.
Okay.
What do you want to do?
Okay.
What's your gut? What's your heart saying? You know, once the pomp and circumstance is over with, mm-hmm. you leave that field on May, whatever date it
yeah.
is after graduation.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Oh, my goodness. The anxiety. No, I'm just kidding. I see myself traveling a
okay.
lot.
Okay, good.
And once again, learning. I don't think there's ever a point in your life where learning should stop.
Right.
And I think that a lot of people that have affected me in such a positive way have traveled all over the world and learned about different cultures and different people
mm-hmm.
from those
mm-hmm.
cultures. And I think in order for me to grow as a person and in order for me to help a large number of people, I need to learn who those people are first.
Okay.
So I really, really want to travel. The money for the traveling is where we have a little bit of a problem.
Okay.
But I do a few projects that I'm working on right now, one being a mobile app that hope to really take off and get that money and to be able to help a bunch of other people in that way.
Okay. So that's a small part of the vision.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm sure, like you said, as time moves on, that the vision will present itself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens with knowledge.
Absolutely.
And as you move on and you learn this lesson over here and you say, oh, this is for that.
Mm-hmm.
So your life is a puzzle. And so you're putting the pieces together
yeah.
as you move along.
Mm-hmm.
Because and sometimes you'll put those pieces together and you say, oh, no, this thing really belongs over here. I think I have to wait for another year or something before I can actually take off and go in that direction. But for right now, I may have to sit still and stay in.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a big part of life that's real. And for the parents who are listening and the students, I just want to emphasize how important it is for you to also know when it's time to wait
mm-hmm.
and be still.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and it's not when people say wait and be still, well, I don't know what everybody else means, but I'm going to tell you what I what it means to me. When it starts to wait and be still, I mean, you're still moving about, and you're still working, still networking, still working that net, because there's an article that I wrote not too long ago, and it talked about the net plus work equals accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you're still meeting people, talking to them, but not just collecting the business cards and not just reading over the summaries of a business and what it is and what it entails, but also making sure that you're staying in touch with those people,
mm-hmm.
attending their seminars, saying to them, well, you know what, I'm available when you have your next large event. So how about if I just volunteer maybe at the ticket window or maybe somebody helps to set up and break down
mm-hmm.
or hand out the different flyers or brochures that they have or just to help them as they represent that company standing behind the table at one of their seminars.
Mm-hmm.
So you're still working, you're still moving within that industry, you're still moving within that space. But when you're still taking your time, getting to know and understand that industry as you're getting to know those people.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally you make the decision after you've had enough experience with the industry, with the people,
mm-hmm.
to find out what it's about, and then you can make the decision and say, oh, this is it over here.
Yeah.
So that whole being patient
mm-hmm.
and being still, that's how it's done, and that's really how it works. And I'm really happy, Alexa, that you learned as much as you did and that you were very candid in talking about for, you know, my 3 years, my first 3 years, I did not study as much as I should have. And now I look back and there were some opportunities that I missed. What was one opportunity that you feel as though you missed?
I think that learning as a senior and knowing that I'm very passionate about business, mm-hmm. and that I don't know as much as I would like to know about it, declaring a minor in business, because as an entrepreneur, I want to start my own business. How do I do it? How can I meet people that have done it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's just a lot of questions that I wish I had answered, and if I took that minor, I probably would have already had answers,
mm-hmm.
instead of taking all this time now to research and to pull my hair out, try and figure it out,
So you wish you had taken business courses.
Okay. I think it should be mandatory, honestly.
Oh, definitely.
But yeah, I think.
Yeah, business courses are mandatory because you're walking into somebody's business.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the way we all work.
Mm-hmm.
If there were not businesses, well, we wouldn't be sitting here, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you need to know and understand the market.
Mm-hmm.
You need to understand where companies are going, where they're moving to, and how your program of choice plays a part in that.
Mm-hmm.
Or not.
Yeah.
Or not. One of the industries that I was discussing with Alexa about that's very big and moving, the dating industry.
Mm-hmm.
You see a lot of online dating. And it's not just online dating. There are some face-to-face dating companies that have a lot to offer. People anymore want someone who specializes in introducing them to someone who's compatible,
mm-hmm.
to their personality type to actually do that.
Mm-hmm.
And they pay money for it to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And there are all different types of positions within that industry, coaching, interviewing, people who market, people who sell.
Mm-hmm.
And I've talked to people up and down the coast who are a part of this industry. They're making money.
Mm-hmm.
So at a time where those or of you who are listening are probably saying, well, I don't know what to do, and my mom used to do this, and my dad used to do that. Well, you have to look at the industry today. You have to look at the market today.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the most money being generated? What do people want to do?
Yeah.
That's how you figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to revisit a lot of times what it is that you sought out to do at
mm-hmm.
first. And you have to look over those plans. I heard you say something about planning. So did you do a plan? Did you think about a plan? Or is that all in my head? Because I'm always thinking about a plan. You know what? When Alexa came here, we were talking about so much, and we were so excited about some other things in the business that I was sharing with her, that I believe that was the conversation that entailed the word or had the word plan in it. We're doing live radio, so live radio is a little different. We're looking at some things and sitting here and laughing and having this crazy conversation. But it's a conversation that we definitely are enjoying. And I do want to let the listeners know that starting next Sunday, I'm going to be out and about with this show. So I may be in whatever city, sitting there in the lobby of a hotel, actually doing this show. I want to get out with people at brunch time, different restaurants. So if you're listening to me and you have a restaurant and you're in the East Coast and you're in the Delaware Valley, Philadelphia, well, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, New York, let me know. New York. We'll go to New York. I'll bring Alexa, and we'll definitely come and have brunch. But you got to treat us to brunch.
Yes.
That's the... She wants mimosas. So if you have those, we're good girls. We're happy. We're happy with that. It doesn't. Alexa.
Papagnani.
I listen, I know she was in my speech class, but I never paid that much attention to her last name. So this is why I just had her to say it. Alexa Papagnani. It's really great that you came. You stopped by. I'm so excited to see you. Mm-hmm. And listeners, we have, or I have, a company called Style with K. See, again, I am a life coach for college and high school students. It definitely is my passion. You will find me on Facebook under K Nelson, K-A. And I have different projects that are connected to my business. One that's moving on as early as this week. I'm going to I'm implementing a certification program. And you can go on Facebook and read all about the certification program for image coaches. So for those of you who are interested, I'm interested in having you. My goal is to have 100 women as image coaches, to reach out to one woman a month and to inspire, just inspire one woman a month. Do you know where we will be in this world if each one of these women, or I should say when each one of these women reaches out to one woman a month? This is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
I'm really ecstatic about it. I've been working hard, sleeping less, and loving it, loving the grind, loving my purpose for living and getting up every day. My students have added age. They've added years to my life. And for those of you who have seen me, people come up and say, I don't look my age. And I attribute it to my great students and for having a life that I've loved with them. When you are really happy and you know what you're called to, you know what your purpose is every day in life, guess what? You never, ever go to work. Mm-hmm. And Alexa, we have 3 little minutes left for you to hang here with me on the air. And what do you have to say to people who are listening?
Well, listeners, I just wanted to say that there are very few people in your life who care and who make you feel very, very valuable and give you a voice. And I have to say that one of the teachers and professors that have impacted me in such a way that I'm so grateful for is you, okay? It's definitely you. And I'm grateful to know you. I'm grateful for all the inspiration you've given me and how much of a role model you are and being such an empowering person and inspiration to me. And it's just amazing that you affected my life this way, and I know how many other students you affected as well. And it's so rare. And when you find a person like that, listeners, keep in contact with them because they're so rare to come by.
Wow. That is such a blessing. They bless me all the time. Thank you. Well, I can say that because my life has been so impacted by wonderful people, that I only pass down what I have. And I know as soon as I stood up in class, always on the first day, the first thing I say is, you know what, this is home training at its best. And just, I was blessed to have great parents. And I thank you so much, radio listeners. Have a wonderful week. I look forward to having brunch with you next Sunday, and it'll be a nice surprise. I'll be running around somewhere with this show.
Hopefully in New York.
Hopefully in New York. But maybe it'll be Philadelphia.
It would be nice. It'll be Miami.
Ooh. Thank you, Alexa. Thank you, audience. Take care. It's a happy Sunday. Thanks for tuning in. Goodbye.
Bye.